The Frog Raven Pole stands just behind the south corner of the Sitka National Historic Park Visitor Center. On the back of the pole, there is a number 2 and a 1-800 number visitors can dial on their cell phones to hear about the totem.
You are seeing a Kaigani Haida crest pole from Klinkwan on South Prince of Wales Island. Note the 4 rings underneath the top figure indicating that the person who commissioned the pole was of high standing. The original pole had 5 rings. This indicates he had hosted 5 potlatches. Other figures portrayed as heraldic emblems are raven and possibly a bear.
But on this day, it might be kind of hard to hear that description because Park Service employees are out cleaning this and 16 other totem poles throughout the park. But that sound you're hearing isn't a power washer. It's just an electric genie lift operated by park ranger Tom Gamble.
And the 35-foot poles didn't seem very large until after we got into this little gate right here. When we locked the gate, started looking down the poles, to me, I gained a newfound respect, not only for their height, but just their whole physical presence. And being able to see them from a different angle, I think, up close.
As a result of being on display outside in a temperate rainforest, the totem poles become virtual algae farms. If you look close, there's a thin, dark green film growing on most bare wood in the Tongass.
That's actually the more difficult thing to clean and get off.
That's Randy Rogers. He's in charge of maintenance for the park.
And then we also are picking out what are called the radial cracks, the large cracks that are in the totems that you see. Debris gets in those, which over a period of time it decomposes, and then it absorbs moisture. And if you're not careful, a seed can get in there and you can actually get... We have pictures of totems that have trees growing out of them.
About every 3 years, Park Service maintenance crews clean and assess the poles as part of a preservation plan set up in the 1990s by a team of wood conservators from Harper's Ferry Center in West Virginia. Stephanie Stevens is the head curator for the National Park Service Alaska region. She came down from Anchorage to take part in the cleaning.
What Tom and I and the rest of the maintenance staff have been doing is going up, taking a look. If, in fact, we have some issues, some wood deterioration or so, we're noting that. And then we'll probably see about doing some project proposals in order to get some conservators out here to conserve those particular sections or pieces that need work.
Stevens is using a mild soap and soft bristle brushes to remove the slime and the growth from the frog raven pole. She's also applying a salt-based insect repellent called Boracare.
This particular pole that we're working on right now, it looks like it is going to need some additional care on the nose, the beak section. new nose job.
The totem poles were acquired in the early 1900s by Governor John G. Brady, Alaska's 5th territorial governor. After exhibiting the poles at the 1904 St. Louis World's Fair and the 1905 Lewis and Clark Exposition, Governor Brady sent them to Sitka. Over the years, some of the original totems have deteriorated. Those poles are preserved in the park's totem hall, and replicas now stand along the trail. Ranger Tom Gamble was born and raised in Sitka. He says this project is as much about preserving culture as it is about protecting art.
Well, the totems themselves are a real big attraction for visitors and locals alike, and I think that will remain throughout the history of the park, no matter how many generations pass through here. If we begin to take care of the poles now and preserve them, I think that the long-standing ties between the community and these poles will be there forever. So I think when you look at this really long-term, the connection between the people and the poles is really crucial, and that's the reason why I think preservation of these poles is important to the park.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Schwing.